Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Caroline Ward Oda is the Chief Operating Officer of Transformation University, a distance education initiative developed by Transform Our World, a Christian nonprofit with prototypes in the United States, Canada, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Ireland, Mexico, South America, Uganda, and the United Kingdom. The university equips ordinary Christians around the world to perform extraordinary miracles. Caroline is here to share with us about that. Performing extraordinary miracles. There is a unique power that is infused in someone, something supernatural that will take place. It reminds me today about the love of God. It reminds me today about the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show. You see, these things are rooted and grounded in a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. My friend, do you know that God loves you? That God knows you? He loves you so much, He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Christ shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave, and the living Christ, the miracle-working Christ, continues to do miracles today, and you'll hear more about what's happening through Transformation University. Caroline was formerly head of school at St. Andrew's Priory, her alma mater, and president of Collaborations, a consulting firm for social service, educational, and housing organizations. She's the author of Catch the Wave of Transformation. She graduated from Stanford University, has a master's degree from the University of California at Berkeley, and holds a PhD in online learning and distance education. She's married to pastor and architect Francis Oda. They have two children, Reed and Nalani. Caroline, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in several places. I was born in Montana, and I lived in New Jersey, and then back in Montana, and then in Wisconsin. And when we lived in Wisconsin, my dad had health problems. So he was looking for a job in a warm place. And Iolani School had an opening. And he was an Episcopal minister and a history teacher at Iolani School for 20 years.
Well, that warms my heart, hearing Iolani School.
And, yay!
And that your father. So it would be Father Ward.
Yes.
Father Ward came to teach at Iolani. And those are great years.
Those were great years. Eddie Hamada.
Oh, very,
Father
very
Bray
special
was
time.
Just finishing up.
Very special time. Now, where did you live when you first moved to Hawaii?
We lived at the very end of the street, our place on the Iolani campus. There's a little Hicks home there. They actually built that for us, and we moved in. And when we came in 1957, there wasn't a Alamoana Shopping Center wasn't built, very few high-rises. Iolani was just finishing up some of their campus. They just moved down from Nu'uanu. Mm. It was a good time. It was all boys at Iolani then. So that's why I went to the Priory.
Mm-hmm. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I think that teachers have had the most influence on me. I had a teacher in ninth grade when I was here, brand new off the boat at Washington Middle School. Her name was Irene Nakamura, and she was very kind to me. helped me make the adjustment. She even caught me cheating one day because I didn't know how to diagram sentences. I hadn't learned how to do that in Wisconsin. And she had such grace. She took me aside and taught me how to do it. Then I had a teacher at Priory named Florence Shepherdson, an English teacher. Spent a lot of time after school with me, helped me be in a speech contest. You know, teachers make such a difference mm-hmm. in children's lives. I think those are my growing up mentors. Later, I met some social workers who were just the most amazing women that were role models for me.
I watch you as you speak, and I wish our listeners could see. It's like you go back in time and your eyes reflect back and you can actually see mm-hmm. who they are and mm-hmm. what they did. But there's a sparkle of endearment and affection mm-hmm. for the impact that they had on you. And I can see that it has carried on in your life as an educator and working in the social infrastructure of mm-hmm. our society and our today. Caroline, how did you become a Christian?
Oh, it's interesting. I was raised as a preacher's kid. Mm. That has advantages and some very great disadvantages in terms of what people expect of you. And when I was 17, I was working on trying to have faith on my own. I would read the Bible, and I just couldn't get there. Could not get there. So I didn't have faith. And I went to college, went to hear different speakers at Stanford, Renee Tillich, some of the other great speakers. We even had a fantastic revival my senior year with Robert McAfee Brown, but I still couldn't get it. And went to church after we were married, had a big disappointment at that church, and so we never went to church for 7 years. Came back here. I'm still looking. I'm married. I'm a young mother, one child. I looked at Mormonism. I looked at Baha'i. I looked at Seventh-day Adventists. I looked at Jehovah's Witness. And then one day, a classmate of my husband's from Iolani, Roy Sugawa, called me up and said, come on over to dinner. I got to share something with you. Now, his sister, Virgie Sugawa, was my best friend. She was my bridesmaid. And we had been active in Est, so we were going to tell Roy all about Est. But when we got to dinner, Roy shared with us the story of how he, an Iolani boy, with no faith really, had come to know the Lord. His son had been born with the cord wrapped around his neck, and by age 2, he had never even turned over. And they had taken him to every doctor that they could find, and nothing helped. And finally, someone told him to take their baby to an Assembly of God church. So they did. And the next day, Robert turned over, and then gradually he crawled, and then he walked. And so Roy and Joan figured that God must have done it, and they started going to that church. And they were powerfully saved, powerfully saved. This was in Cincinnati. I thank God told them to come back to Hawaii. And Roy said no, because he was the oldest son in a Japanese family, and he knew he would be disowned. And he argued with God for quite a period of time, but then he agreed, and he moved back, and he was disowned. But because of him, we came to the Lord. His sister came to the Lord, powerful evangelist. His sister-in-law came to the Lord, another powerful evangelist. His parents finally came to the Lord. I think when he gets to heaven, there will be maybe 10,000 people that will have come to the Lord as a result of his willingness to come back. Anyway, he told us about this, and so I said to him, called him up the next day and said, can I go to your church? And my husband was not pleased because he wasn't interested. But I went, and God revealed himself at that church for me. And I heard the salvation call for the first time. And after about 3 weeks, I said, well, before, I said, I am not going up in the front of that church. You know, this is ridiculous. You know, if you're raised Episcopalian, you're very, you know, kind of quiet and sit in your pew. But I did. And then I went home and I told Francis what I'd done. He said, why did you do that? And I said, because I felt the presence of God. And so he came with me the next week and he felt the presence of God. And he gave his heart to the Lord. But we still weren't going to go to that church because it was too wild. So we went around to four or five other churches, but God didn't reveal himself to us there. So we came back, and we were wonderfully taught, trained up, really introduced to the move of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. See, before I'd had the Word of God, but I didn't have the power of God. And the power of God does exist in Episcopal churches. I've seen it with friends now, too. But God chose to reveal himself in an Assembly of God church to us. And I was in my 30s, 34, I think, when it happened. So that's how I came to the Lord.
The power of God. I don't think we talk enough about the power of God today. The mighty moving of his Holy Spirit in our midst today.
Yeah.
In our condition today, in our trying moments, in our debilitations today. Mm-hmm. God's power.
Yeah.
Well, Caroline, that's why you're here to talk about God's power, to talk about Transformation University. To talk about Transform Our World. Caroline Ward Oda is with us, an educator, someone who is well seasoned, someone who has sat on many, many boards of very many influential organizations, institutions. But she's here to testify of what mighty things God has done in her life. And even so, as she does that, it's a reminder of what God can do in your life. When we come back from our break, more from Caroline Ward Oda. You know, Caroline also serves as associate pastor at New Life Church Honolulu. And of course, she's in charge of education and home groups. A lot goes on in home groups. I wonder what kind of supernatural encounters happen in their small groups. Isn't it amazing when we open ourselves up to what God can do? God moves in miraculous ways. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Caroline Ward Oda. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Caroline Ward Oda has assisted agencies seeking social service accreditation and has managed strategic projects
for nonprofits. Today, she is the chief operating officer of Transformation University. It's a distance education initiative developed by Transform Our World. She's in studio with us today. It's a unique university that trains people to perform extraordinary miracles. So she'll talk about that. It might puzzle you a little bit, even as you hear me utter those words, but she'll explain. You can find out more about Transformation University at transformourworld.org. Again, transformourworld.org. Caroline, how did you come to take such a high-level leadership role in Transformation University?
Well, I was blessed that I got to know El Silvoso, and he actually just called me up one day and he said, I want to start a university and I'd like you to put it together. And I have a passion for teaching Christians to, you know, we're called in the Bible to disciple nations. And we have broken it down into discipling individuals. But as we disciple individuals, we need to keep a larger vision too. And I believe that we Christians have pulled ourselves out of the world so much that the light of the gospel is not visible. And for example, right now you see it in our legislature, which is considering legalizing prostitution, gambling, assisted suicide, marijuana. I believe it's because we're not in the community. We're not usually coaching the soccer teams anymore because churches have their own soccer teams. We're not Boy Scout leaders because we now have our own boy groups. We're not Girl Scout leaders anymore. We say, oh, those groups are, you know, secular, and so we don't want our kids to be involved. But as a result of removing ourselves, we have allowed the secular worldview to grow and grow and grow and grow. So Transformation University gives me and transformourworld.org especially an opportunity to equip individuals to make changes in their kuleana, in their environment. Some examples are really amazing. In Newark, New Jersey, a few years ago, Newark was the murder capital of the United States at that time. Transform Our World trained people to adopt streets and to pray for the streets and then to walk the streets and pray for the people on the streets. When one-third of those streets were adopted, the murder rate dropped by one-third. When all of the streets were adopted, the murder rate dropped to the point that there were no murders for a month. And this was a very sustained movement for about 5 years. And during that time, crime diminished in Newark. Then people kind of took it for granted and they stopped praying, and the murder rate has crept back up. Transform Our World took that model to Juarez, Mexico, which was the murder capital of the world at that time. Something like 20 people a day were murdered. And using that same prayer model, but also the model of like going to the public schools there and offering to help, and the model of feeding the widows and orphans of the people that had been just slaughtered. If I was someone who offended a cartel and I was sitting in a room with 20 people, they would come in and shoot all 20 people, not just me. That's how it was in Juarez in those days. But because pastors and Christians organized with this model that came out of transformourworld.org, began to minister in Juarez, today, although the murder rate is, you know, trying a little bit to come up, today Juarez is the safest city in Mexico. And it shows how the introduction of the Christian influence in the world, the active introduction of the Christian influence, not just to get people saved, but each of those initiatives had that goal also, but to bring the kingdom of God to earth, makes a huge difference. And, you know, Transform Our World doesn't believe that we are going to end up as a a ruined world. They use the texts in the book of Revelation that the nations are going to be presented victoriously to the Lord. So that it's important for all of us as Christians not to give up, but to use the strength we develop in our churches, not just for our churches, not just in Bible studies, but to take that strength and select an initiative that we want to contribute to our community. I think if we do that, the darkness will be pushed back. I think if people know that Christians aren't people that are judgmental toward them, but are people that will help, that will, you know, take a hand if somebody needs their grass cut, or if a neighbor needs food brought because they're getting elderly, or a person coming out of jail needs a job. You know, I believe that the world will embrace the gospel because they'll see what Jesus really preached.
What is it that you notice in New Jersey and Juarez, and there are other places too, mm-hmm. where this is happening? What do you notice as to why we don't hear much about that? Because it seems to me like an undeniable manifestation of the working of God. I mean, of course, people may try to explain it sociologically, but why? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. New York Times ran an article on Juarez, and they attributed it to changes in the government. And there was an article in Newark, or several articles in Newark. They attributed it to the mayor at the time, and to, you know, they attributed it to things they understand.
Yeah.
They don't
government.
Understand the move of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think by word of mouth, it's known among the Christian community that those things are taking place, and that there's a powerful move of the Holy Spirit at this point in time. We've allowed the media to categorize us all as the Christian right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I see Jesus as being pretty even. You know, he's for righteousness and he's for justice. He could be really considered liberal if you read the scripture I read this morning in Deuteronomy 10, you know, taking care of the widow, the orphan, the foreigner. But I think Satan has allowed us to dichotomize into righteousness and justice and to fight with each other about it as Christians. And if we could pull those things back together, and then really, when we have a chance to share in the media, give credit where credit is due, I think it would give God the glory that he so deserves.
Carolyn Ward Oda, how well is that said by you? I mean, you put it together, and you describe it so well. What is the Ecclesia Seminar?
Oh, the Ecclesia Seminar is very exciting. God has revealed in a book to Ed Silvosa right now. He's had him take a look at the first century Ecclesia. You know, Ecclesia means the called out ones. But it was really interesting to learn that was a Greek word that Rome used in the first century. And it meant that any gathering of two or three or more Romans constituted the Roman Empire. And they could make declarations based on Roman law. So Jesus took that term and he used it for his church. And he said that when two or three of us are gathered together, we can ask him for miracles. So what if today, this is what Ed Silvoso has shared in his book, what if today we saw the church as called out of the four walls, as strengthened in the service and in the training, but just like on the day of Pentecost, they were called out of the building into the square. They shared the gospel. They shared the power of God. They healed. They met together. They fed the hungry. And that's how the gospel spread. And what if we, instead of staying in our church buildings, came out of the building part of the time? And what we're doing in our church is we have small groups that meet for 1 hour only. And they're like typical Bible groups until the last 15 minutes. In the last 15 minutes, they set a goal, a group goal. And they set a year's time for that goal. And then each week, they measure their progress toward the goal. We found that a group goal works better than an individual goal because everybody pitches in and nobody loses when there's progress. So let me tell you what some of our groups are doing. Our first group was made a commitment to house the homeless and identified six homeless people that come to our church. They have housed three of them. One is an undocumented immigrant. It's hard to house that person unless I can find someone who would take them into their home. One is too mentally ill to house, and one moved away. But what if every church took six homeless? I think a lot of the problems would be served. It's not easy. It's very hard work, but they did that. Our second group has a calling for healing, and they have they get together also just for 1 hour, but they have a healing ministry, and on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock in our church, and there have been healings as a result. Our third group is in the prison. We have a woman who's in her 70s who teaches the gospel in the prison every day, every week. The people who take her class then are offered the option to be in an ecclesia group. Now, she might have them for 1 week or she might have them for 9 months. It depends on their furlough. But their goal is to bring down the violence on the modules. They pray. If things are getting out of hand, they will sometimes intervene if it's safe enough. And so they're making the difference on the modules. Because we had that group, a group of the prison guards came to us and said, can we have a group? And, you know, I never thought about the prison guards. Can you imagine going to a job every day where somebody would like to kill you? Their first goal is not to do what you want. You know, it's just an evil, evil environment. And they can't go home and talk about their work. And so often they drink, they get hooked on drugs, they beat their families sometimes, they die at 50. So we formed a group for them so they can talk to each other and they can heal each other. And their goal is to bring down the violence on the modules. And the first thing they did was they organized a prayer walk around the prison. There were only about eight of them. About 40 people came to the march. So I have some other groups. I don't know if you have to do a break.
Caroline, when you share, as you're sharing these stories, mm-hmm. group after group after group, these are tailored groups mm-hmm. according to what the Spirit of God is
exactly.
directing and leading. I think about the strategy and the tactics mm-hmm. of what's taking place. Broad strategy, specific tactics. And then it's being done collectively, mm-hmm. collaboratively.
That's what makes it work.
In the unity of the body of Christ. Well, we don't often pray deeply, thoughtfully. We pray throughout our day. Some people pray, just memorize prayer. I would imagine praying some way before God is better than not praying at all. But we're just scratching the surface if we're just praying on the surface. Caroline Ward Oda with us today. As you listen to her, as we have this privileged moment with her, there is a lot of depth here. There's a lot of thought. There's a lot of prayer. She mentioned the name Ed Silvoso a couple of times. You might be wondering, well, who is that? Well, when we come back, she'll share a little bit who Ed Silvoso is, some of the books that he has written, what capacity he's serving on a global scale of spiritual leadership, Christian leadership. Many lives are being impacted by the Transformation Ministry, transformourworld.org. And you are privy to some of the insights today as Caroline Ward Oda, a wonderful spokesperson,
shares with us heart to heart. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The Sovereign Lord moves throughout the earth. In fact, you know, there's a scripture that said the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he might strongly support those whose hearts are completely his. So the Lord's eyes move throughout the earth, but there is the other part where he's looking for people's hearts, those who are willing and open to the working of God in and through them. So you wonder, why does God move through one person and not someone else? Well, perhaps it's a little bit more simple than you realize. There's an openness there for God to move. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and Caroline Ward Oda, our guest today. She is the Chief Operating Officer of Transformation University. You can find out more at transformourworld.org. And as you listen to this program and hear what the Lord is doing, perhaps your heart has been touched. And perhaps as your heart has been touched, you are more open now, even though you feel a little bit uncomfortable in your own openness. But something is happening in your heart. Well, in a moment, I'm going to ask Caroline to pray and explain what may be taking place in your heart. And as we pray, for you to be open to what the Spirit of God would do in your heart and in your life. Caroline, what is happening? Someone today, maybe they hear, there's just something when you hear about God's Spirit moving, it's not something long ago, it's not some archaic story, but it's happening today. What's happening?
Wow. You know, God is calling ordinary people, just like he called them in the New Testament. He's just calling ordinary people and saying, would you be willing to do something, something that fits who you are and the gifts I gave you and the place you work or the neighborhood you live in, something that will be such a joy to you and such a joy to me? Would you be willing to serve me in that way?
And what if someone says, well, yes, of course. But just it seems a bit strange to me. It seems unfamiliar to me.
Mm-hmm.
What is, can I be a part of that? Can God work in my life as he's worked in your life?
Definitely. He definitely will. For me, it was finding some tools. It was meeting Ed Solvoso, who shows us how to evangelize in a very, very simple way. It's a Luke 10 method. You meet somebody, you bless them, you fellowship with them, you find out what their felt needs are, you pray for them, and then when God meets that need, then you tell them about God. So I was always a terrible evangelist. I tried to lead people to the Lord.
I love that.
And I did not succeed except with one friend who was Jewish, and then she backed out. Although we still talk about God all the time.
I love, it's simple, biblical,
mm-hmm.
It's organic to how we ought to move. And it's hopeful because
very
our
hopeful.
Relationship is growing and God is moving in the center of it all. You mentioned Ed Solvoso.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Ed and how has God used him?
Ed's as an evangelist. He was born and raised in Argentina, but he's an American at this point, lives in San Jose. And he learned that you could transform a city. He learned that in Argentina, in Resistencia. And he has a book that describes it. It's called That None Should Perish. And then he began to minister in the prisons. Not him, but he began to teach people to minister in the prisons. And we actually visited the prison that he ministered in Argentina, where so many men came to the Lord that they had to create a separate wing. And in that wing, there are no doors on the prison. There are only orange curtains. And the men are and essentially in Bible school. They taught the gospel every morning. They pray. They tithe their money, that the little money they earn, and the food that they eat, and they feed the neighborhood right next door. So what Ed learned was that you help people to get saved, and you help them to minister to those around them, and you feed the hungry and the poor. And as a result, you're fulfilling the gospel of discipling a nation. So once I learned about Luke 10, and I learned that under Ed Solvoso's ministry, women are respected and honored just as much as men as ministers in the of the gospel, that released me as a woman to share with other people, hey, you can do this. At one point, I was a trustee at Queens Health Systems, and I just used those principles. You know, I blessed the place. I fellowshipped with my fellow trustees and the employees. I asked people what their needs were. I prayed for them. God did miracles. And by the end of my time there, we were praying at board meetings. We were praying at committee meetings. The head of the hospital was talking about his faith. The two board chairs were talking about their faith. You know, it's very simple to use those principles that Ed taught. He has had a worldwide influence. The Adopt a Street movement was his initiative. Adopt a Cop has been his initiative. He's been on, I think it was CNN or Fox with that. He's written numerous books. Transformation is one. That None Should Perish, Women, God's Secret Weapon, and there's Prayer Evangelism. All of those are very user-friendly books for the sort of the common man.
And tell us about his two brothers, because I've always thought how fun it would be to be a butterfly in the kitchen of the Silvoso household when they were young men.
Yes, actually, they're his brothers-in-law.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay. They're married to his wife's sisters. And
Louis Palau,
who just has this marvelous sense of humor. Once he said that God can give us different denominations because he can play horsey with the Catholics and tennis with the Protestants, you know. He's great. Yeah, Louis Palau. And the other brother is?
I was hoping you'd remember.
Yeah.
And do you know Danny? I mean, all three, the brother and brother-in-laws are world evangelists.
That's right.
Just remarkable in one family.
Yeah.
So you want to be a fly on the wall and just to be able to listen.
Yeah.
Just to think about the vision, to think about how the Lord speaks to them.
Yeah. And they were the ones that saw that you could disciple a whole city. And we have people that, because of what they learned there, that are discipling nations now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pastor named Brian Burton that's discipling the nation of Thailand. He got a medal from the late king of Thailand, and he's discipling that nation. My husband Francis is discipling Tahiti, and now he just recently met with people of influence in Senegal. And so as he does a project there, an architectural project there, he will be discipling the nation of Senegal. And he's also discipling the Navajo Nation as he's doing a housing project for them, which just got approved this week.
How does that work itself out when you say discipling a nation? How does Francis, or how does someone disciple a nation?
Well, with Francis, it was... when he went to Tahiti, he was asked to solve some very difficult problems. And when he solved them, every time he said it was God that told him how to solve them. So about 6 months after he came back, the former president of Tahiti called him up and asked him if he would lead him to the Lord. So he led him to the Lord and his wife and his wife's parents. And so that then allowed that president to dedicate the nation of the Pacific Islands to the Lord. So Tahiti and the French Polynesian nation was dedicated to the Lord. That's a first step. What that does is that breaks down the power of other forces in the heavenlies. For example, over all the Pacific Islands, the power that comes against the Lord is the power of He'e, the serpent. And once you dedicate a nation to the Lord, you begin to break down the power of the forces of evil. Then the Lord is freer to move in that nation, and that's been the case in Tahiti. As Francis has been able to share the gospel with various people, he now has a large project where he's redesigning Papeete to be sort of like to have hotels like Waikiki has. So as he meets with those people who are in the cabinet, he's free to talk about the Lord. And if they ask, to share about the Lord. When he was in Senegal, there were two young Chinese businessmen. Francis solved a really difficult problem that was not expected to be solved. And he said, oh, that was the Lord. So the next day they asked him about the Lord. And so he shared the gospel with them. They, having been raised in the center of communist China, had never heard any of this. But now they've heard it.
I remember having Francis on and him sharing about how even in his architectural projects early on, he would, there were agonizing times. And then he would come out with these ideas. But then as time went on, the Lord... And by the way, Caroline, make sure I'm saying this correctly, and if I'm not, just jump right in. How the Lord gave him wisdom to see, and how he recognized that it's beyond what a person would be able to imagine or come up with these ideas. There was a supernatural infusion given by God in these very puzzling predicaments, mm-hmm. and God would speak to him.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the temptation is there when the president would say, you know, what a great architect you are. There is the temptation not to say it was God. Mm. But if you say it was God and give God the credit every time, then it gives God the opportunity to touch that person.
Caroline.
Sounds a little bit like Daniel in the Bible.
Sounds like Daniel in the Bible. The wisdom, the interpretation of dreams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He always gave credit to God, and God continued to use him increasingly. Yes. Even as he uses Frances Oda and Caroline Ward Oda, she's here testifying of the greatness and the grandeur of Almighty God. When we come back, my friend, don't think that this is just so far-fetched and so beyond that it's untouchable for you. No, 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 no. God has brought her here to bring the kingdom of God, yes, to earth. That's why Christ Jesus himself has come. Mm-hmm. For you. And when we come back, Caroline Ward Oda sharing, what could this mean to you today? In your predicament, maybe you're having a problem. Maybe there's an issue that needs to be solved. When we come back, more from Caroline Ward Oda, Heart to Heart with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
This dear woman of God, a woman of prayer, a woman of great insight given by God. Her name is Caroline Ward Oda. She's with us today. Well, she's also served as Chief Program Officer for the Consuelo Foundation and developed their 70-home Drucker Award-winning self-help housing project in Waianae. Caroline Ward Oda, you're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Thank you for joining us today. You can find out more about Transformation University at transformourworld.org. During our break, Caroline looks at me. She says, Dan, let's bring it down. Let's bring it down to what it means to someone who's listening today. You know, that's where her heart is. For you, dear friend, how does this apply to your life? What difference does it make for you? Caroline, how does this make a difference? How does it apply to someone's life?
Well, I think that often a Christian comes to church on Sunday and feels a little guilty that they haven't shared the gospel. At least I used to always. But there's so many simple ways. There was a little girl who with her mother used to prayer walk her neighborhood. And she saw this older woman and she said, Mom, let's get her a Bible. So they got the Bible and they wrote the woman's name in it. And they didn't just run up and give it to her. They made friends with the woman. And then later they gave her the Bible. And she was so touched by the date that she gave her heart to the Lord. And a few months later, that woman died. So, you know, just the simple act of walking the neighborhood and praying and then caring about someone you see and then talking to them and then praying for what their needs are. It's something that any of us can do. Praying for the poor mother of the screaming toddler in the airplane, asking if you can help, you know, changing a tire. There's so many simple ways that we can do something for the Lord and just say, you know, God loves you. And we all have that ability. And I know without a doubt that acts of those kind are every bit as dramatic as some great famous person coming to the Lord or a famous evangelist. You know, God loves it when we do something for our brother or our sister. And so it can be anyone.
One of the things I learned many, many years ago was when someone says, how are you? I say, blessed, and so are you. And I could almost write a book of the reactions of mm-hmm. people. And even if they don't react right then, oftentimes I know that they think about it later. In fact, I had an employee at Costco, at the door at Costco, and this went on for several weeks, and then finally he just stopped me, and he said, I want you to talk to me about that a little bit more every time. In fact, that night when I came out, he said, I'm blessed, and so are you. Mm-hmm. So just something that simple.
That simple. Yeah.
When you pray for people.
Okay.
When you pray, what do you pray for?
I most often, I think, pray that God would reveal himself to people so that they can see how wonderful his kingdom is and they can feel how much he loves them. I think it's very hard for us to believe how much God loves us. But frankly, because we mess up every day, even if we don't want to. But some people allow that feeling that they've messed up to block them from God. They don't realize that if they just say they're sorry, that he's so glad that they're talking to him. And he just wants them to come close it so that he can pour out his love on them.
I believe, and I know Suzanne does, and you do, that God hears our prayers.
Yes, yes.
And that God is a God who answers our prayers. And I believe that God hears your prayers, Caroline Ward Oda. And so, would you pray? Would you pray for our dear listener today, right now? They might be going through a really tough moment, but we've got, you know, about a minute and a half or so. But if you could just lead in a prayer for our dear friend right now who's listening and joining us in our time together.
Dear one, you know the Lord loves you. And so I'm just going to pray. Father, for this one who's reaching out to you, whose heart is aching, who thinks, oh, but I don't know if you'll answer my prayer. Father, I pray, as I've often prayed and seen results, Father, reveal yourself to them. Father, wrap them in your arms. Father, grasp them close and cuddle them, Lord, and comfort them. Maybe they never had anybody to do that for them, Lord, but you love them, and you are their Father, and you are the best Father that can be ever imagined, and you will never leave them. You will never forget them. You have carved them on the palm of your hand that you care about them. So, Father, I ask that you would just flood them with your light and your life, that as they go about their day to day and their week, Lord, that they would be surprised by the feeling of love that is pouring over them. And, Father, with the problem that they're dealing with, Lord, even like this morning as I had a really naughty, difficult problem, just by talking to you, you began to unknot it. And you began to give the words and the answers. So, Father, speak to them, guide them, lead them to your word. Your word is such a comfort. And just embrace them as you embraced me when I didn't even believe you existed. But you do. And you're powerful. And love is your first name. So, Father, just bless them. Bless them in the name of Jesus, I ask. I know you're going to do it. You always do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Caroline, I felt that. I felt that. And I felt the grace, the mercy, the tenderness of God as you prayed. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for sharing, oh, so many amazing stories. And about transformourworld.org. Caroline Ward-Oda, a big mahalo to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. It was a joy to be here with you.
My friend, I hope you've been encouraged, even as we have, by these rare insights from Caroline Ward-Oda. Again, find out more at transformourworld.org. God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, we believe this. Hey, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation set for you there. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "And we all with unveiled face contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Caroline Ward-Oda. Again, transformourworld.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.